He is racing very well. So 5, 4, 1, and 3 in the last, Andrew.
Righto. They're the 8 races. Have you got a standout?
I haven't, Andrew. Smart Edge was he was my certainty for the day, but he was going to be short odds. I think it's a day where it looks like one or two chances in a race, but just watch it lurking in the shadows.
And we'll hear from you right through the day with the late mail. Thanks a lot, Wayne.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck.
Wayne Harris there, previewing Kembla Grange today. Just another reminder, too, that we're supporting the Cancer Council and their Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study. We need 50,000 Australian men to create one of the largest research groups ever. It's a fantastic initiative, and we're investigating the causes of cancer and other diseases. We need men between 40 and 74 to check out the information at abcstudy.com.au. If you've not had cancer other than a non-melanoma skin cancer, then the researchers want to hear from you. Find out more and sign up, abcstudy.com.au.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
The IGA 3-day sale ends Sunday with Australian Beef Economy Scotch Fillet Roast, $18.99 per kilo. Save $5 per kilo, plus great half-price specials across the store. Orchard Hills on the M4 at the Northern Road. Look out for tyre debris on the road eastbound. At Cowan on the M1 near the Jerusalem Bay track, we have a car accident northbound. Surrey Hills, that ongoing police operation. Cleveland Street at Walker Street, affecting eastbounders. And further afield, East Lynn, Princess Highway at Pebbly Beach Road. Look out for a fallen tree. The NDIS is available now to find out how to join. Search NDIS NSW and take charge of your future today. You can also call 1-800-800-110. I'm Chris Bowen, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports lats.
Bar on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the big sports breakfast. Get a server.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5.30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5.30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pour the big sports breakfast into your ears. Go on, eat sport for brekkie.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected 4K Ultra HD TV, 55 inches or more, and receive bonus wall mount installation and delivery. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in-store or bingley.com.au for details.
Tintin in America, winner of 5 Group 1 races, already the sire of an Australian 2-year-old Colts record holder and Australian 3-year-old Phillies record holder.
Tintin in America, Harley Adams still coming.
Tintin in America, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $150,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
4 minutes past 10 it is. This is Racing HQ. Time to have a look now with Brad Davidson shortly. Our 30-minute Randwick preview, or 25 minutes this morning. Nevesh Randhani, track manager at Randwick. Morning to you, Nevesh.
Good morning to you, Andrew.
How's that wind setting up this morning?
Yeah, look, it hasn't been as strong as they forecast it was going to be. So, hopefully it doesn't get too bad. They did say it'll ease up in the afternoon, so hopefully that is the case.
Yeah, let's hope so. So we're starting on a soft 7 after some improvement since yesterday morning's weather.
Yeah, that's it. And look, it's been a beautiful morning. Obviously not a cloud in the sky, and they're forecasting that for the rest of the day. Currently 16 degrees, they're saying, looking for a top of about 19. It's all shaping up to be a great day for racing.
Okay, and the rail in the true.
the rail back in the true, Andrew.
Yeah, it hasn't been raced on since May 27. As we've been talking about all through the morning, it is Jockey Celebration Day. There'll be a ceremony out there at Randwick after race one, between races one and two, and there'll be plenty of pins and the Jockey Trust pins and things that you'll be able to purchase out there today. And as I say, that special ceremony after the first race today at Randwick. Thanks a lot, Navesh. Enjoy the day out there, mate.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a good day.
Navesh Randhani, track manager. Yeah, the Australian Turf Club and all the clubs. I think there's about 20 race meetings around Australia that will be actively being a part of it with their race meetings, National Jockey Celebration Day. And we think of, we mentioned earlier Tim Bell, the Tim Bell Memorial at Brisbane today. It's just been some sad times in recent years, but our thoughts are certainly with people. And that's why the National Jockey Trust was set up, so we could help jockeys like Wayne Harris, mentioned himself going through major things in his life in recent times. Brad Davidson is online from the Daily Telegraph. Morning to you, Brad.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, listeners. Well said there, Andrew. You said it's a tough occupation at the best of times, and go through some tragedy. Of course, Darren Jones with that fundraising night coming up as well is going to be a great event to get behind the family and support them through a very tough time indeed.
Yeah, for sure. Following the tragedy of Warrie Elder. And Trent Langscale from tab.com.au. Tabcorp, a major sponsor of today's festivities, celebration, if I can put it across that way. Tabcorp, certainly a major player in that. Trent, good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew. You can only follow the sentiments of yourself and Brad that, yes, the men and women that get on the horses every day as part of their
life.
Role, not just on the track itself, but obviously early in the morning at track work and trials and jump outs, all the associated tasks they have, and very brave to be on those 600-kilogram horses, so we give our hat to them. Sometimes we
bag them.
A little bit critical of them, but yes, they're much braver than us for actually getting on the back of them.
Yeah, for sure. No, well said. All right, let's get stuck into it. Our listeners want some winners, Trent. What's happening in the first here with the scratchings this morning of the 7 and the 8? Addictive Nature, what are they doing there?
Well, there was a little bit of a shake-up, Andrew. Addictive Nature was a bit early until this morning, and now solid favourite at $2.25, but that's after the scratchings have come through. You've got Brave Song at $2.90, and then the others in the market, Wild Heart, $7.50, Shogun Sun, $8.50, Solar Patch, $9.50, and the Mighty Fed, $14. So just the six for the opening race at Royal Randwick, but Addictive Nature, who was back during the week to win the Golden Rose, the $2.25 favourite.
Brad, how do you see the first?
Well, there's some good judges tipping Brave Song as their best of the day, and I wouldn't be surprised if it starts a bit shorter to Addictive Nature. Having said all that, I'm going to stick with the Dion Baker train, number four, Addictive Nature. Look, I thought his debut win was full of merit. He sat up on speed. They took him on a little bit, and he still kicked away to win by 1.25 lengths. Now, more importantly, he went more than a second quicker than the older horses on the same day when they ran over the 1,100 as well. So he's got barrier one here. His defence is the place to be early on, as it could be as we head back into that sort of true pad. He's going to take a power of beating as long as he handles that wet track. So I've got him on top of the clear danger, number two, Brave Song. He could probably say he could have beat Calculated on debut if he didn't get a bump halfway up the straight, and then he come out and bolted in at Canterbury second half, beating Sparky Lad by 3 lengths. Lookie, by Your Song, who love wet tracks, and he's already shown he can handle a soft six, no worries in the world. Six, Solar Patch, he's come back a different horse as a gelding. He always looked to have ability, but he just had his mind on other things last preparation. He bolted in at Gosford first up, clocking the quickest last 600 of the day by more than 3 lengths, and he can go on with the job here. And three, Wild Heart, caught the eye at Warwick Farm under the 1,200 last start. Get the blinkers on here, and settle just behind them and be in the finish as well. So really good race to kick off the day. 4, 2, 6, and 3 for me. I think Addictive Nature and Brave Song probably going to fight this out.
I reckon if you were backing or going to back Addictive Nature, you'd just wait a little bit, Brad. The money might come here for Brave Song.
Yeah, well, it's already come sort of earlier in the week. So I see they sort of backed it in. And as I said, a few people definitely spruiking this horse. So I wouldn't be surprised if it starts sort of 260 and 260 each of two even. So I would definitely wait. And wait to jump on, you might get a bit better.
Well, it was interesting this morning. Paul Joyce, Mike Fraser and Darren Flindell all went with Brave Song, so it will be interesting. What about race two here, Trent? The hashtag the races handicap.
We've got equal favourites here, Andrew, in Long Time Ago and La Chica Bella at $3.70. Just a little bit of an ease for La Chica Bella this morning from the $3.30 quote to the 370. Diapason at 480. Wang Wah's had a little bit of support this morning, 650 into 5. The other one in single figures, Labdien at 850, and then it's $13 or better headed by Miss Dubois. So equal favourites, long time ago, and La Chica Bella at 370, but Wang Wah the firmer this morning, 650 into 5.
How do you see it, Brad? Race 2.
Yeah, I'm happy to play one at odds here, Andrew. Number 8, Shanaki. I know it hasn't won for about a year, but at $14, I see it's about 17 into 14 this morning. And well, the 3 runs back have been solid, and the key here is to get down to 1,800 now. She was placed over 1,900 and 2,200 metres last preparation, and she met La Chica Bella last time over the mile at Warwick Farm, and they walked that day. La Chica Bella got an easy lead, but I like the way Shanaki finished off the run 4. She clocked 12.28, the quickest last 200 metres of the race, and more importantly, she's a heavy track and soft. She's a heavy track winner and placed twice on soft ground. She gets no weight on her back, and I think she gets a 3 kilo swing on La Chica Bella as well. So she'll go back, and I think she can grind late and hopefully get over the top of them. 5, La Chica Bella, the danger. She just got to run out the 1800, and she probably will because there's not a great deal of speed on paper. But 1600 at Warwick Farm be a tougher 1800 at Randwick is my little concern, but her half brother won over 2100 metres, so there's a little tick in her favour there. 4, a long time ago, she's on the back up here. She ran 5th over the 1500 at Rose Hill last weekend. Now, she looked to be struggling at the top of the straight, but she stuck on really well late to suggest to me that the 1800 might be what she's looking for. Of course, her mother, Once a Wild, won a Sydney Oaks over 2400, so she's definitely bred to get the trip. And 3, Diapason, I put in for 4th. Of course, it finished runner-up in past 3 in Melbourne, and she might hit a little bit of a flat spot in her races, but I think Kira McAvoy will suit her today. So 8, 5, 4 and 3. Just happy to play Shanaki at $15 here.
And it's been sprinkled just a little bit in there, Shanaki, this morning with tab fixed odds.
Yeah, still 14, or just gone to 15 there, as Brad's been talking, Andrew. So a little bit of a specking there. So the second roughest in the race. So one of the price there for Brad.
All right, oh, to race 3. They've got a big function out today for the Sydney Sullivan Memorial. Sydney passed away a few months ago, and Mick being a well-known bookie, they've got a big team going out, so good luck to everybody taking part in that function. What's happening in the market?
In the third here, Andrew, King Darcy the favourite, just a slight trim this morning from 4 to 380, and similar for the one on the second line, Imperator Augustus, 460 into 440. You've got Francesco at $6. He's a given, has been specced at a price during the week, as much as 17 into 7, and then the other two in single figures have been a little bit easy this morning, Sonic Swish at 850 and Zorn Koenig at 950. So King Darcy, the $3.80 favourite, perhaps one of the price. He's a given, as much as 17 into 7.
Seven there for Clary Connors. How do you see the third, Brad?
Yeah, I've got to stick with the Tim Martin train, number 5, King Darcy. I was just taken with his first up run. He was only beaten a length and 3/4 behind Calandra. And then second up at Rose Hill, 1200. He's probably just a little bit flat. It was a good track as well. He's better with the sting out of the track. And we all know he's a better horse at the 1400. He's had 3 starts at this distance range for 2 wins and 1 second. And I just think from the wide gate, he'll be able to get across, either sit outside the leader or roll to the front. And Adam Hieronymus replaces the apprentice, another little tick for mine. So I'm happy to be with him. 3, Francesco, the big danger for mine. 3 deep, no cover at Randwick over the 1500 last start. He shouldn't have finished where he did, but he was only beaten 3.5 lengths. And all these 3 runs this campaign have been full of merit. He'll run you a big race. 8, Imperador Augustus. Just absolutely loves Randwick. He's won 2 from 4 here and second on another occasion. And look, he's a last start winner at Canterbury over the 1550 and heavy ground, no issue whatsoever for him. And 7, Dane Thunder, another one coming from Melbourne that has pretty good consistent form there. So 5, 3, 8, 7, just got to stick with King Darcy and give him another chance in the third.
Understand. The Tab Highway, well, this changed this morning. Superstar Bob has a slight infection in a leg and had to be scratched due to going on a course of antibiotics. It was pretty much second favourite behind Kia, Care to Think.
It was the best backed in the race, Andrew, until the news came through this morning. So there has been a reshape of the market. Now, Care to Think has been the favourite throughout, but with that support for Superstar Bob was just a bit easy. But Care to Think now, $2.40. Gatan has been supported this morning, $4.80 into $4.20, the second elect. You've got McPhee Lass at $5. They're the three in single figures. Then there's the gap to Puzzling Wonder at 14, and then it is 17 or better the rest. So Care to Think, the $2.40 favourite in race four, which is the first leg of the Big Six, with a projected pool of $150,000.
A couple of decent chances here. The two and the four well spoken about earlier this morning. Brad, which way are you going in the Tab Highway?
Yeah, I'm with the four, Gatan. I just love the setup for this four-year-old. He won first up 1,400 Kembla Grange, and then he's had a nice little break between runs. He's gone back to the 1,250 at Canterbury, which is probably a little bit short of his best, and he's run third behind Awoke in the Pharaoh, who have both come out and run second in the city since. So that's pretty good form. He's a wet track winner. He gets Tim Clark aboard, a positive jockey change, and more importantly, he's had five starts at the distance for three wins and a second. He's going to lob just behind the speed or right up on it, and I think he's going to run a big race here. I'm happy to be with him. Over 8, Maxi Lass. I was really taken by a Class 3 win at Scone last time out over the 1,400. They walked that day. She clocked easily the best last 6, 4 and 200 metres of the entire day. And another one that doesn't mind the sting out of the track. With no weight on her back, with a claim for the in-form Rachel King, she can be splashing home at the finish. Too Care to Think. No real knock on the favourite. His form in Brisbane is full of merit. My only concern is this soft 7 track here today. I know the connections, and they are, you know, relatively key today. I know one of the part owners, but he's had four starts on soft tracks for only three placings and yet to win, and just got a little bit of a question mark there. And 15 I've thrown in at big odds. Arena's Gold might be worth throwing in the multiples. I know the form doesn't look overly great, but the second at Wagga over the mile last start, she actually missed the start by 5 lengths and was beaten half a length. So she's a wet track winner as well. I know she's a 9-year-old, hasn't won for a while, but she might be one, I think, around that $71 mark that you can throw in for your multiples if you're playing trifectas and first fours. So 4, 8, 2 and 15, just with Gatan, pretty keen in race four.
Yeah, it was mentioned by Mark Van Gestel this morning after missing the start to Zarina's Gold in his 8 o'clock update for the program. That's the first leg of today's Big Six out at Randwick, a projected pool of around $150,000 today. Trent, what's happening in race five here?
We have a dominant favourite in the fifth here, Andrew, in Sayed. Either been the $2.80, the $3 mark since we opened on Wednesday, and currently at $2.90. And there hasn't really been a push for any other runner to beat the favourite. You've got Vassal at $8. Life O'Brien a little bit easy since we went up as short as $6.50 out to $8.50. You have Get on the Grange and Ashley Marie. They're both at $9. And the other galloper in single figures is Go Benny at $9.50. So Sayed, a dominant favourite at $2.90, and there hasn't been a real push for any other runner in particular.
Okay, how do you see this fifth race, Brad?
Well, I'm not normally keen to play in these 2,400-metre races, Andrew, but this one's different today. I've actually made my best bet here at around the $9.50 mark as well. Race 5, number 12, Go Benny. Now, the reason I say that is go back 4 and 3 starts ago, and it was a winner over the 2340 at Newcastle, carried 62 kilos that day and still won, coming from well back. And then at Warwick Farm, 3 back, he met Sayed. This was on a soft 5 track. He came from second last. He ran second as Sayed that day, beaten 3/4 of a length. And he was making ground on him on the line. And I reckon if it's a bigger track as it is at Randwick today, with a bit more sting out of the ground, which we've got as well, he gets a 2-kilo swing in the weights. And I can't really have Sayed at 290 and Go Benny at 950. On that reason, I'm happy to play. I think he's over the odds, and I think he's going to run a big race here for Corey Brown aboard. 3, the danger Sayed. I can't really knock him. He was a good winner at Warwick Farm last start. He's had the 4 weeks between runs, but he's had a trial to tip him over. Handle soft ground. Barrier 1, Kieran McAvoy. Ticks plenty of boxes. I just thought it was a little bit short in the market because they generally share these same races. 13, Celestial Choice. Good winner over the 2,200 at Warwick Farm last start. She's a real grinding type of stayer, and if they make this into a real staying test, which it will be anyway on a soft 7 Randwick track, but I think she can grind away into the placings. And 2, Get on the Grange, a nice second in the Grafton Cup last time out. The wet ground won't bother him. And just whether he's had enough, he's had 10 runs this campaign, that's a slight little concern. But if he's still at his peak,
he'll run you a big race. So 12, 3, 13 and 2. Happy to be with Joe Benny at the odds here.
To be ridden by Corey Brown back from his Kokoda trail walk. Let's go to race 6, the Jockey Celebration Day.
First leg of the quaddy, Andrew, and Invincible Knight has been a little bit easy this morning as the favourite. 350 out to 380. Stain $4.60, but opening price was $4.20. The support this morning has been for Dubai and Style, who during the week was as much as $12, and that firm has continued this morning, $5.50 into $4.80. You've got Admiral Jello at $5, and then So Willie is the best of the others at $8.50. So an easing favourite, Invincible Knight at $3.80. Support for Dubai and Style, $5.50 into $4.80 this morning, was as much as $12.
Okay, good move there for Waller and McAvoy. Race 6, Brad.
Yeah, I've got to be with Invincible Knight, Andrew, number two. I think even the 380 now is probably a pretty attractive price as well on the drift because, look at his four runs this campaign. He's clearly come back a better horse with preparation. And look, he's run two back in the Civic Stakes was outstanding behind Gold Symphony when beaten two lengths that day. He just had to give him a massive start. But the way he finished off was superb. And then he come here in the benchmark 85 at Randwick, and he ran second at Pelafronius, but he put a big gap on the rest of his rivals. Now, I know Pelafronius failed in the Coffs Harbour Cup, or probably didn't fail, but didn't win the Coffs Harbour Cup on Thursday, but that was good ground. We know he's a better horse on wet track, so probably forgive him that. And I think the form's going to be fine, so I think he's going to be very hard to beat. 8, the Danger, Admiral Jello. Look, he was really good first up over the 1,500. He got snagged back and only beaten 3.5 lengths behind Pelafronius. The only query I've got with him is maybe the soft 7 and also whether stepping up for a stayer, he might be that touch flat. But if he can reproduce that first up performance, he'll go close. 11, Stein. Look, I've been a massive supporter of this fan. He won four straight and then he comes to Randwick last start. He started a $4 favourite and he just didn't get any room at all in the straight. He's a momentum horse, as Paul Snowden told me, and I think it was just a complete forgive run. He's worth another chance. And one, So Willie, back to the mile. This is his pet trip. He's won 3 from 7 at this distance. He can improve. So 2, 8, 11, and 1. Invincible Knight, I think, is a fair price now at 380.
380 at the moment. Feature races, the Group 2 Missile Stakes. That's a good idea coming out due to the soft track this morning.
La Romaine is the clear favourite here, Andrew. The opening price was $2.30 on Wednesday. Did get into as short as even money, but currently at $2.10. Tycoon Tara, a little bit easy this morning at $5.50. Jungle Edge at $6. The Monstar, just a little bit of a trim this morning into $7.50. You've got Invincible Gem at $8.50. And then Memes is the best of the others at $11 and has been spec'd at a price $16 into $11 this morning. But La Romaine, the dominant favourite at $2.10 for the Missile Stakes.
Yeah, stacks of pace in the race, Brad. It's going to be interesting where these horses get to in the first 200 to 400 metres because most of them here are first up.
Yeah, and we saw La Romaine first up last preparation, sat outside the leader in the Southern Cross Stakes, but we're talking about this the other night with Adam Pengelly, and we're sort of saying, well, where does he end up? But maybe now that that's a good idea has come out, perhaps he might be able to slot in somewhere on speed, but there's three or four sort of real speeds there, and really, if they want to make sure they get in, they might just have to drift back to sort of second last, get some cover, and save him for one run. So
yeah, well, that was. I think Chris told us this morning, Chris Lees, he felt just being first up on a soft track that his two would be ridden in some way conservatively because they're not rock hard fit. Like that, when they're hard and fit, they'll race up on the pace. But listen to it today, I don't think that's going to be the case. Who are you tipping?
Yeah, not surprised to hear that either. I'm with the Monstar number three. I just think these soft seven conditions are going to really suit him today. He's had the 15 starts on soft track, the 7 wins and 4 other minor placings. Now, I know he's beaten in the Ramorny last time out, but he threw away the race that day when he hung off the track, and that was a good three. His record on soft and heavy, he just loves the slop, and three back in the junior stakes on a heavy 10 here at Randwick. He won by 6 lengths. So I think he's going to sit behind him here, and I think he'd be very hard to beat around that sort of $8-$9 mark. One, La Romaine, no knock on the favourite. Just that race fit is my little concern. Yes, he won first up last prep, but he had all the favours outside the leader that day, and there were a couple back in the field like Snickersland who had better late splits than him. We know he's a three-time Group 1 winner. He's definitely the danger. 8, Invincible Gem. She's a beauty. She went from a Canterbury maiden to second in a round with any last preparation. Two trials have been full of merit. She can take that another step forward this campaign. And 7, Tycoon Tara, the last start Group 1 winner,
could be coming under the radar a little bit here, but she did have a few favours in the Tats Tiara. And look, she's got barrier one. If the fence is on fire, she might be the way to go. 3187, the Monstar for me at the Equate Prop.
Righto, the Missile Stakes there. Race 8, thetab.com.au. Christian Reith takes the ride on 9.
There's been a good battle for favouritism, Andrew, between Launch Code and Tango Rain, but this morning Launch Code has just cleared out a little bit as the $3.10 elect. You've got Tango Rain, who has drifted from $3.20 to $3.80. Could have been the other one in single figures at $8, and then it's $13 or better the rest with Sangiovese and Salerno at the $13. But Launch Code just clearing away as the $3.10 favourite. Little bit easy, Tango Rain, $3.80.
Now, I know which one Brad's going to mention here, so I'll preempt. What price Proconsul now?
Proconsul, $16 the win and $4.05 the place.
It's tightened even this morning. And I reckon, was it 19 overnight? Yeah, so Paul Joyce has tipped it. And I know, Brad, you're all over it as well here at double-figure odds.
Yeah, I think they bet $34 on Wednesday as well, Andrew. So good luck to those punters that got those odds. But I think you run your big race here. As long as they're making ground, which I think by this day they will, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're sort of getting to the middle of the track at this time of the day. So for Proconsul, Joyce probably covered it earlier in the day, but look, his last two runs have been super. He, over the 1,000 at Randwick, he just missed on a heavy track behind Salerno two back, and then the run last start, he just had the flashing light on again, but it was a good four, and he's much better on wet tracks. Now, he'll get back again, but there's plenty of speed on here, and I think he can flash home and be right in the finish. The big odds, 3, Tango Rain, the danger. Interesting betting move, $4.20 into $3 in early markets, and then back out to $3.80 now, probably because of that wet track first up in a year off one trial, but the trial was good. He got form around star turn last preparation. Gel Ryan thinks he is a stakes horse, this guy, and he just missed the autumn through a virus. He got pretty sick there. So it's interesting to see how he comes back. 10, Launch Code, a really good winner at Wyong last time. They've got the key to him now just to be able to ride him with cover, save him for one run and get him to settle, and he has got a good turn of foot. And 7, Salerno, you can't knock him. He's won his last two over the 1,000 metres at Randwick. He went around at $31 on both of those occasions. He'll go around at big odds again, but he's just racing so well, you just can't leave him out. 4, 3, 10, and 7, Proconsul on top of the odds.
Well, the market in the last changed dramatically with the late scratching of Clipper. It jumped in its yard this morning, came back quite tender on a heel, so that's why it was a late scratching at 7.45. We've also got through from the Stewart, Spending to Win to be ridden quieter, and Alluvian to be ridden more forward in this last race. So Speeding to Win to be ridden quieter, Alluvian to be ridden more forward. What's happening? Well, this market changed dramatically after the late one.
It has, Andrew. Now Spending to Win is on top, but since the scratching of Clipper has been easy, 4.20 to 5. Ghostly has been the one the punters have come for, as much as 8.50 into 5.50. You've got Argent d'Or just a little bit easy at 6. $8.50, you have Bolero King, and then the others in single figures at $9 at Kings of Leon and Mana, who has been 12 into 9 this morning. So extremely open there, Alluvian at $10. So good luck with the winner in the last. Spending the Win, a drifting $5 favourite support since the scratching of Clipper. For Ghostly, who's been as much as 8.50 into 5.50.
Righto, so that's the move for Godolphin. Brad, help us here, please.
Well, just quickly, not surprised to see them going to ride Spending to Win a little bit quieter. Talking to Peter Snowden a couple of weeks back, he feels the horse, once it gets to the front, sort of looks around and you know, maybe even just sort of half waits for him. So they want to try to sort of get him there, give him for one last shot and just see if they can pounce late. So not surprised to hear that sort of move. But 14 Argent d'Or for me, I've been wrapped in this four-year-old all preparation. And he's drawn 3 wide gates, and I think if he drew a gate each time, he'd pretty much be 3 from 3 this campaign. Now, he meets Spending to Win 3 kilos worse off here today, but Spending to Win goes from Hugh Bowman to an apprentice rider. And the other day, Argent d'Or basically got back in a really slowly run race and still beat Spending to Win. So I've got to stick with him. Heavy trail, they'll soft track, no concern for me at all. Send Spending to Win the danger. I think if they ride him with those tactics, it might produce a different result. He's had every chance last start, but he was 3 deep, no cover. First up, he's knocking on the door. 4 Kings of Leon, just going absolutely great guns this four-year-old. He's won his past two. He's got a great turn of foot. Just has to give him a bit of a start here today. And 6 Manor, a really good win on the Canterbury on the good four last time out. He's a better horse on soft ground. He gets those conditions today. He'll be off on speed and fighting out the finish. So 14, 10, 4 and 6, Argent d'Or for me in the last.
Righto, for Joe Pride and Kieran McAvoy. Where's your standout bet?
Yeah, race 5, number 12, Go Benny will be our best. And best value, race 8, number 4, Pro Console, Andrew.
Pro Console there, race 8, number 4. Good on you, Brad. Great information for our listeners on the way to the races this morning or about to leave home. Good to have a good day.
Thanks, Andrew.
Brad Davidson from the Daily Telegraph. What's happening in the Jockeys Challenge?
Kieran McAvoy, a dominant favourite here, Andrew, at $1.45. Corey Brown, $7.50. Josh Parr, $8.50. Glenn Schofield, $11. Tim Clark and the Any Other Jockey option at $13. And of the other named jockeys, Jason Collett, $21. And Andrew Adkins, $51. But Kieran McAvoy, odds on at $1.45 for the Jockey Challenge at Royal Randwick.
All right, you'll be back with Simon at about 11.20, just prior to 11.20 with the movers, Tab Movers for Flemington, and then Darren Flindell with the Randwick movers at 11.30.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Trent. Trent Langscale from tab.com.au. We're going to take a break here on Racing HQ, and then we'll come back. They tell me at 10.30 on a Saturday, something pretty big happens. I'm about to learn what it's all about.